This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Globally, more than 265,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19, while there have been more than 3.8 million confirmed infections. In the United States, the death toll approaches 75,000, with more than 1.2 million infections. U.S. President Donald Trump is saying that the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic has hit the United States worse than Pearl Harbor. This is the worse than the Trade Center, he said, and it should have never happened. U.S. businesses cut an unprecedented 20.2 million jobs in April, an epic collapse with coronavirus outbreak closing the offices, factories, schools, construction sites, and stores that propel the U.S. economy. The just-released report from payroll company ADP showed the tragic depth and scale of job losses that left no part of the world's largest economy unscathed. The European Union is predicting a recession of historic proportions this year due to the impact of the coronavirus. It released Wednesday its first official forecast of the damage of the disease has inflicted on the bloc's economy. The 27-nation EU economy is predicted to contract by 7.5% this year before growing by about 6% in 2021. The group of 19 nations using the euro as their currency will see a record decline of 7.75% this year and grow by 6.25% in 2021, the European Commission said in its spring economic forecast. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. The UN's leader said the